Okay, we're back in the classroom again.
好，我们现在回来上课。
You might have seen the questions that came up from Vivi asking about the ghosts talking to Jesus Christ or indwelling people.
你们可能刚才都有看到那个 Vivi 在问的问题，就是说在圣经里面提到有那些鬼跟耶稣基督对话。
That's just a result of the use of the translation. See, they've taken the word daimonos, which normally means demons, and translated that as a ghost.
其实这是翻译上面的误会哈。其实，在原始圣经上面用的这个字呢，在希腊文其实是魔鬼，不是那个一般我们想象的那种鬼魂。
Yeah, or sometimes the word pneuma. See, pneuma means spirit, and you have Jesus talking to these spirits. But they sometimes translate that word as ghosts as well. So they should be translating the word pneuma as spirit, but they translate it as a ghost.
因为那个字呢，原本在希腊文用的那个字呢，是灵的意思。
And that's why, if you get an old Bible translation, like the King James, you have this word here. Okay, that's pneuma. P-N-E-U-M-A, which means, it can mean many things. It means spirit, or wind, breath, something like this.
这个字呢在圣经讲的跟耶稣对话那些鬼哦它原本的那个字的意思 Pneuma 其实在原始的意思是灵或风或者是气息
And it could also be translated as a ghost
当然呢也可以被翻译成鬼
And that's why in old translations you see the name of the Holy Spirit He's actually not called the Holy Spirit He's called the Holy Ghost
所以在古代的这个翻译里面讲到圣灵的时候呢有的时候会被翻译成圣鬼灵我不知道怎么讲就是 Holy Ghost 所以那个鬼的那个字其实它就是代表灵的意思
And to us it sounds very strange, but maybe 100 or 200 years ago, they understood that ghost meant spirit.
在几百年前的话，代表那个时候把这个灵是用 ghost 这个字来翻的。
Yeah, but for most people in English anyway, when you use the word ghost, it's normally people that don't understand God's plan. And they think that ghost means somebody died and their soul is, or their spirit is just sort of floating around looking for a home.
那所以呢当你就让大家有的时候因为他不是那个基督徒嘛就搞不清楚就会以为说人死后的那个魂在到处飞没有去天堂地狱的那个魂在那边到处飞的那个就是所谓的鬼。
But using that definition of ghosts, we know that these ghosts do not exist. It's impossible.
但是我们从圣经上的理解呢这样子的鬼是不存在的。
But again, you know, in different traditions and religions, and you have like festivals of ghosts and things like this, a lot of people in the world actually believe that ghosts exist, that maybe their ancestors died, and their ancestors are floating around in the world around them.
但是呢，就是因为有一些不理解这个圣经的人呢，他们或者他们的传统呢，他们就以为说人死后那个魂啊是到处飞的那种。他们尤其是他们的过去的这个祖先他们就会有一个灵在那边飞来飞去
yeah, But the Bible is very clear and I think it says in the book of Acts that man is appointed once to die and then to either go to the judgment throne or to go to heaven
但是我们的圣经啊有很清楚的教导尤其是在使徒行传里面保罗就有告诉我们说人呢死后他就可以去的地方就只有一个是天堂另外呢就是去这个
The Great White Throne
就是大白宝座的殿
Yeah, but of course before you get to the Great White Throne for the unbelievers they will go into their interim bodies and they get put into the prison that's in Hades in the middle of the world until the Great White Throne judgment
而那些所谓基督徒呢信徒呢就是到天堂那非基督徒呢就是他们会有进到一个所谓的暂时身体在地底下就地心中等待那其实那个等待是一个在一个监牢的状态等待着最后要去大白宝座被审判然后就会被送进火湖
Now I still want to get back to what we were doing last Wednesday so there's a few points which we hopefully have enough time to finish off today
我们今天在还要把上礼拜三还没有讲完的几个经句再讲完
Okay, so just going on what we were looking at onWednesday, we have to understand that Jesus Christ, when he was being punished on the cross, that the punishment was coming from God the Father.
So, 我们第一个我们要讲的就是说，当耶稣基督他在十架上呢，他是会得到来自天父的这个处罚，因为他要为人类所有的罪接受处罚。
God is the judge.
而神呢，天父呢，就是这个法官。
And only God has the right to judge and to punish sins.
而只有天父有这个资格来审判所有的罪。
Now, one way that we can see the picture, I guess, or God's plan, is through the analogy of Abraham and Isaac. So we have the demonstration of Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac.
我们呢要先来看看，就是神作为一个审判官，好，来审判这个罪呢，其实我们是可以从旧约里面亚伯拉罕献他的儿子献祭啊为比喻来看。
Abraham, obviously, he's the father, and he's the one that's going to show the punishment that actually, in Abraham's mind, he's going to kill his son.
在当时呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他是要杀了他的儿子来做这个罪的献祭。
And that would be pleasing to God.
这是为了要让神喜悦。
And we see that Isaac actually wasn't a little boy at that time. He was an older man. He could have been about the same age as Jesus Christ, about 33 years old.
而那时候呢，以撒呢，他其实不是一个小孩啊，年纪已经跟耶稣基督差不多的年纪了。
And it seems at first when you read the story, this comes out of, I think it's Genesis, about chapter 15 or 16, 17, I think, when they go up the mountain together. Isaac is a willing sacrifice. At first he's really not sure what's going on, but once he finds out even, he's still willing to be sacrificed.
其实从这个就创世纪里面啊，讲到这个以撒。被亚伯拉罕献祭的这一段呢，可以看得出来，以撒虽然不知道发生什么事，但是他是愿意受死献祭的。
There's a lot of other analogies or a lot of relations between the story of Abraham and Isaac and what happened with Jesus Christ on the cross.
那这个整个过程呢，其实是很明显的可以对应到我耶稣基督上十字架的这个献祭的状态。
For example, whenThey went up the mountain. Isaac was carrying the wood for the fire, just as Jesus Christ carried the wood on his back as well.
就像当时呢，以撒呢，他是背了很多的木材，要准备被烧的这个木材去山上，而就像耶稣背着他的十架走去山上一样。
Now the scripture doesn't give us a clear geographic location. It tells us that Abraham went up Mount Moriah.And some scholars say that Mount Moriah could well have been Golgotha, which was the same mountain where Jesus Christ died on the cross. So the mountain where Isaac was sacrificed and the mountain where Jesus was sacrificed could be the same mountain. They're in the same area.
很多这个神学家他们甚至说呢，很可能虽然在圣经上没有很明显的讲，但是很有可能亚伯拉罕去献祭以撒。所爬的那座山很可能就是耶稣后来被钉十字架的那座山。
Now, I think we'll never know for sure until we get to heaven, but it's quite likely that they were the same place.
我们永远无法得知是不是同一座山，一直到我们去了天堂再来问他们。
Also, remember that we had the word monogenes that was found in John 3:16. Monogenes means uniquely born son.
好，我们在约翰福音里面的三章十六节所提到的就是那个独特而生的儿子
this,
就是我们翻译一般为独生子但其实是独特而生的那个儿子
Yeah, and remember this word, I think it appears about, we counted maybe six times in scripture in the New Testament and the Greek
在希腊文写的新约里面呢这个字呢独特而生的儿子呢一共出现了六次
For example, you see it in John 3:16 and then again in John 3:18.
比如说在约翰福音的三章十六节写过一次然后三章十八节写过一次。
Yeah, there's a couple other passages.
还有很好几个地方有写。
And it's used for Isaac as well, saying that Isaac is the uniquely born son of Abraham.
而以撒呢他在被提到的时候呢也被好几次被提到说他是一个独特而生的。
That came out in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 17.
这在希伯来书的十章十七节里面提到。
Okay, because remember that Isaac was not the only born son of Abraham, but he was uniquely born.
因为我们都知道呢，以撒绝对不是亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子，但是他绝对是独特而生的儿子。
So God is using that picture of Abraham and Isaac to demonstrate what was going to happen on the cross between himself and his son Jesus Christ.
所以呢神呢他其实是用亚伯拉罕跟他儿子的关系这个献祭的状态呢去比喻去预表神他本身跟耶稣基督他的儿子他的独特而生的儿子 他们之间的关系，等于是神愿意将耶稣基督献祭。
Now we also had Isaiah 53:4, where we see the verse and it says that Jesus was smitten. Smitten means, it's an old word, smote, which means beaten or struck by God. That's what it says.
以赛亚书53:4呢，也讲到说呢，基督呢将会被鞭打而死。
Now when you look in the different translations, whether it's the English and even the Chinese, you know, it wasn't very clear. But there is definitely an active voice. So we see the phrase used very clearly as says that he, meaning Jesus Christ, was beaten by God. Or struck, he was punished by God.
好，就是虽然呢，我们在这里面并不是很了解，从中文的翻译啊，那个圣经里面就是以赛亚书说的53:4里面不是很清楚说是天父在打他，但实际上呢，整个从前后文章看下来是理解是天父在处罚这个儿子。
And I looked into the Colonel's notes about that verse, and he has this written. He says, this is from R.B. Theme Junior, the notes from his sermons. It says, smitten is a hopeful participle. That's in the Hebrew. It's like a special verb form. Now, hopeful means he was caused. It's a causative action. I mean, Jesus was caused to be struck by God. And what was the cause? Well, the cause was because he was made sin on our behalf. See, he was caused.God had to have a reason to strike him. So what this emphasizes is that there was a reason. God had a reason for striking him.
这边呢，在那个上校牧师他的 notes 第二点，你看到那个荧幕上的第二个点哈，就是说在上校牧师他的这个笔记里面哈，他特别有讲到，就说这个耶稣呢，其实是那个被鞭打的一个。
Well, we see that Jesus Christ, he was made sin. Remember God, we had those other verses where he became sin on our behalf.
因为耶稣基督是承受我们的罪的那个受体。
And by doing so, he becomes the target of God's justice.
所以因此呢，他就变成了被神的审判所要承受审判的那个人对象。
Okay, and then we said, this is from the Colonel's notes as well, he said quite clearly, God the Father struck him. He poured our sins upon him as a judgment.
天父呢就等于是鞭打他，然后让所有的罪呢被审判。
Yeah, actually the way that's written down, it should really be the other way around. See, the sins are poured on him first, and then the Father struck him.
当然这是前后有点颠倒了，按照时间序来讲是先是把所有的罪灌在耶稣的身上，然后呢，再鞭打他来处罚他。
Okay, and then in the same chapter, this is Isaiah 53, now in verse 10, we have the phrase here, it pleased the Lord. Now, the word is Jehovah, but remember Jehovah can reference to God the Father as well, and it all depends on the context. It pleased the Lord to bruise him, speaking of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，第三点呢，就说在以赛亚书53:10呢，就是这个把耶稣基督打得淤青了哈，然后呢是为了要来让神可以欢喜。
Now the word to bruise, that's the verb there. I didn't look up the Hebrew word, but this is just from the notes. To bruise is appeal infinitive. Now appeal in the Hebrew means that it's active voice. You have the subject is God, and the object is Jesus Christ, and the subject, God the Father, is bruising Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这边呢，其实就是有很明确的一个主词跟受词呢，就是神天父是等于鞭打让他受伤的这个受词呢是基督。
Actually, we'll just go over here so we can bring it up in the Chinese as well to see that the word for bruise. It's Isaiah Isaiah 53 is actually one of the best passages, they say, to use when you're evangelizing Jewish people.
如果我们要跟犹太人传福音的话，以赛亚书53是最好的，可以让他们理解耶稣基督的角色。
Okay, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. So the word is dakha. Okay, but here we say it pleased the Lord. Lord is the subject, bruise, this is the peel stem of the word dakha.To bruise him. Now the word bruise here has many meanings. So you have the word break, broken, crush. So it's really not the bruise, but there's other verses that said Jesus Christ was like a worm being crushed. So these are some other translations from the word naka here.
在以赛亚书的这个希伯来文所写的这个淤青什么的这个字，它其实 真正的意思应该是好像把它给折断那种意思，压碎，就是等于是用了更可怕的刑罚的感觉。
Yeah, I don't know why the translators chose to choose bruise here, because really the context is Jesus Christ being punished for our sins. So it should be broken or crushed, really, something very dramatic.
因为耶稣基督是在为我们承受所有的罪，所以只用这个压伤有点怪怪的，所以其实真正该有的这个一个翻译应该是把它压碎。
And the peel stem in the Hebrew is intensive as well. So whatever action it is, it means it's very intensive action.
所以这个希伯来文的这个字其实是更严厉的，他用的那个词动词是非常非常严重的。
Okay, something else we need to mention about this verse as well. I don't know how they did it in the Chinese, but it says here in the English, when you or thou shall make his soul an offering for sin. So we need to explain this just in case you're reading the words in theChinese here.
Oh, no, it's offering for sin, yes. The second line, in the middle. 赎罪祭. The more, yeah, and then 赎罪祭, you see.
Oh, this one here, okay.
Yeah.
So what is he offering, does it tell
offering
you?
Offering for sin.That's
oh, okay. I missed it completely. Okay, but that's okay, I guess, because they use the word soul, but actually soul is nephesh. It should be translated as life. He offered his life as a sin offering. That's how it should be translated.
But it doesn't mean, in Chinese, there's no soul involved.
Okay, well, the word should be life. See, the problem is in English, they use the word soul, but they shouldn't say soul.
It's only offering him.
Oh, that's okay, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, but really it means his life. He's offering up his life. The word is nephesh in the Hebrew.
好，所以呢，在这个希伯来文里面是说，耶和华将他的生命作为赎罪的赎罪祭。
But really what he's doing, he's offering up his body. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, I think it was. Remember he said, when he was speaking as a baby, he said, Oh God, you have given me a body.This is the body to be used for the sacrifice.
Oh, 就是当那耶稣出生的时候呢，耶稣有曾经跟神说，你给了我这个身体来当作未来的献祭。
The reason you have to understand that the sins are not being put upon the soul is because the soul, even though the soul is the place that people sin, but Jesus never sinned in his soul. You cannot impute sins into a soul. Sins come out from the soul. You cannot put sins into a soul.
好，我们要先理解，就是说耶稣他的魂从来没有犯过罪，所以他的魂其实是完全无罪的状态，所以他才能够圣灵充满，还即使在十架上，而那个所有的罪呢，人类的罪是放进他的身体而已，所以是在他身体有罪的情况下，他的天父他对他的所有的压碎处罚都是在那个身体上，而不是在他的魂。
Remember the temptations of the worldLike the source of temptation to do sin is going to be from the thing, the environment around you or even your body. You have your sin nature which brings up lusts and temptation to sin. That's what lust is. Lust is a temptation to sin.
而所有人的那个罪啊，经常就是所谓我们罪性，它是来自我们的血，那个血肉之躯。所以那个血肉之躯里面就有那个欲望，好，那个欲望让我们会犯罪。
Yeah, but the sin nature and the environment will give you a temptation to the soul. But the soul is the source of the sin. When the soul says, yes, I want to do the sin, that's when the sin occurs.
所以我们的肉体跟我们的环境都是我们的魂外之物。而这个身体跟环境呢，都会给我们的那个引诱，是要让我们的魂去对这些引诱去说 yes.说是接受这个引诱，我们的魂才犯罪。
So James, in the book of James,、mm-hmm. he uses the analogy of a woman, she's fornicating, having sex outside of marriage, and that's going to cause a baby.
那个雅各书里面哈有用到一个比喻，跟罪有关的比喻。
Yeah, but he says it's like that sin is like it's a process, but only when the child is born, and this becomes the outcome of sin.
就是他讲到的说呢，那个罪呢，就有如一个婴儿，就是说当你要让那个婴儿出生的时候，那个就罪行就是真的是出现了。那之前还没有生的时候，都只是一个想法，罪的想法。
Okay, James 1:14.
雅各书的一章十四节。
Oh, hang on, let's go back one verse first, sorry. Let's go to 1:13.
我们从一章十三节开始看。
Okay, so let no one be tempted. When you're tempted, and it can be from the sin nature, or it can be from people around you, your circumstances.
所以说，当人被试探呢，那这个试探其实是可能是来自你的身体里面的欲望，或者是外在环境的这个引诱。
Don't say I am tempted from God.
当有人被试探的时候，我们绝对不要说我们是被神试探。
For God is not tempted by evil, and He tempts no one.
而因为呢，神是不会被恶试探，也不会试探人。
And we see that every time there's a test in Scripture, if the test is coming from God, God is not wanting the person to sin. He's just wanting those people to be obedient. It's always an obedience test.
当神在测试我们的时候，他永远不会去测试一个罪的这种试探，他只会要做的是所谓顺服的试炼。
That's how you can know whether there's a test coming from God or from Satan, for example, or just from your sin nature.
所以呢，这就是让我们可以分辨说这个测验是来自神还是来自撒旦魔鬼。因为神的给我们的测验只有顺服的测验，而撒旦魔鬼给我们的却是引诱性的犯罪的试炼、试探。
Just say, for example, you had somebody who's had a drinking problem, and now he's a Christian, he's trying to give up drinking.
比如说有一个人他一直有喝醉的这个习惯，那当他变成了一个基督徒以后，他必须要想办法脱离这个喝醉酒的事情。
Weeks afterwards, his friends keep knocking on the door saying, come out to the pub with us, let's go and drink a lot and get drunk and have lots of fun.
那结果呢，他的朋友呢就有一天就敲门了，他说，哎，让我们去好好玩一下，喝醉一下吧。
Well, that's not, you know, God is not sending those people around to test you.
要知道，这些人不可能是被神送来要来测验你的。
And actually, even Satan's not going to be doing that. It's just your friends. They want to go out and take you out to get drunk.
而连撒旦都不见得会去做这个事，只是你的朋友要来拉你去喝酒。
Yeah, I mean that's just part of living in the world. See, they have your friends have their sin natures, and they want to satisfy their sin natures, and they want you to join them.
那就像这个世界这些。每一个人呢都有所谓的罪性，他的朋友就是有罪性，想要喝酒，然后希望你来加入他。
Okay, but if ever there's a time in your soul and there's some temptation to do a sin, you can never blame God for that. It's coming from your sin nature or your friends or just the society around you.
所以任何这种试探呢，其实是来自于你的身体的一个罪性，或者是你朋友要来拉你，就是都是来自魂外的这种引诱。Yeah. 绝对不要怪罪到神。
Or for the great believers, or for the growing believers, then eventually, once you're starting to get control of your sin nature, then maybe Satan will send in some demons to try to trip you up.
但是如果你是一个伟大的一个信徒呢，当你已经非常能够分辨你的这个魂坏之物对你的引诱的时候呢，这时候才有可能是撒旦魔鬼他们想要来引诱你犯罪。
Now, on to the next verse, James 1:14.
所以到了一章十四节。
See, each one is tempted by his lusts, being drawn away and seduced by them.
所以呢，所有的每一个人呢，都是被他自己的私欲所引诱。
See, you could have a man who's very righteous, and he's in what we call a red light district. That's where you have all the prostitutes and all the drinking and the disco bars and everything like that. And he might be able to keep his mind clean from any worldly temptation.
一个很好的一个信徒，他其实就算住在红灯户的附近，他都可以保持他自己不受这些引诱。
See, he's not tempted by his lust because he's got control over those lusts which come from the sin nature.
那这样的人呢，他就是代表他能够保持非常的洁净，从他的原有的罪性里面。
And James 1:15. Now we have the analogy of a woman giving birth.
好，然后呢，我们来看雅各书一章十五节呢，就在谈到的，他用了一个比喻，就是所谓欲望的生出。
It says, when lust has conceived. Now that means in the soul, the volition has now said, yes, I want to have a relation. Really, that's what conception is. I want to have a relation with that lust.
但是呢，当我们的思维，我们的魂里面对这个私欲说了 yes 的时候呢
，It brings forth sin. So that's the beginning of sin in the soul when you've made that decision.
然后就是你的魂呢下了一个决定，去跟这个罪开始有了关系。
Now, yeah, you know, sometimes you might be fighting in your soul, saying, "Oh, I want to do that because I like that sin, but no, I won't. I shouldn't like this." Well, yeah, as long as you're in fellowship and as long as you're saying no to that sin, then there's no sin, right? So the temptation itself is not sin.
所以呢,如果我们魂里面一下说,我要,我不要,哦,不要,哦,这种的,这种还没有下决定说yes的时候,基本上这些都还是所谓的一个引诱。所以有引诱对你的魂来讲,你都还是没有犯罪的。But
when you say yes, that's obviously you made a decision. And even just to think about it, you could dwell on thinking about that sin. I think there's one verse in the Bible where Jesus says, even if you think about a woman in a wrong way, then you have sin. So you could even be thinking about having sex with a woman who's not your wife, for example. That is sin.
那但是呢,当你开始你的魂里面去决定接受那一个引诱的那个时刻起呢,那个罪就进到你的魂里面了。就好像用一种错误的方法去想另外一个不是你的太太的女人,然后有什么性关系,那种想法一进到魂里面,你就是开始犯罪了。
And in another example, it says like anger or hatred is like murder, because in your mind, it's almost like you're saying, I want to kill that person. And you're not actually killing the person, but in your soul, you are. So you've sinned.
那更清楚的比喻呢,是说,比如说你很恨一个人,你甚至恨到说你的脑袋说,啊,真想杀了他。当你有这个念头的时候,那就已经在魂里面犯罪了。
So you haven't done the physical sin. You didn't actually kill the person, which, you know, that would require you going to jail. But you have sinned, nevertheless. Your hatred has become mental murder.
也许你在行为上并没有去做这个事,但是因为你的思维上已经想要杀他,你就等于是在有一个所谓思想上的犯罪。
Okay, and sin, when it is fully formed, brings forth death. This is talking about the sin unto death.
当你的这个罪在你的想法逐渐长成呢,然后它就生出了这个死来。
Now, when you do sin, you don't die spiritually. You're out of fellowship. So he's not talking about just being out of fellowship. The sin being fully formed is when you focused on your sin. For example, you have so many mental sins in your soul, and then those sins become action sins. Now the sin has been formed in your life. This could be over many, many years. And eventually God will kill you, the sin unto death. Here he's talking about physical death, the sin unto death.
这边呢,所以后面的两句在讲的是说,当你这个思想犯罪,越想越多,越经过很多时间之后,你终于,就你当你有了行动的时候呢,这个罪,死罪一样的罪就已经成熟了出来了。
That's 1 John 5:16.
这是约翰一书第五章,16节所说的。
See, the Bible never says that when you sin, you die. For believers, when you sin, you're out of fellowship. But the Bible doesn't call that death. That's just being out of fellowship. You break fellowship. You're not dying. The Bible doesn't say you die.
But here he says...
Because you're dying the sin unto death. That's for, if you've been doing this, the sin when it's fully formed. The fully formed here, it's grown up into big sins in your life. That sin is going to cause you, you keep sinning the same sin more and more times. That's what it means fully formed. And this is maybe your weak spot, but after 20 years, for example, of having hatred in your soul, and maybe even showing out your hatred, and God says, you're no good, you have to die the sin unto death. This is what it means. This is a physical death. When God is judging the believer, this is punishment on the believer.
It's not killing people, right?
No.
No, I mean, the person doesn't kill anyone.
No.
It's just hatred or some...
It could be anything.
...sorrow or anything. And it will cause or physical death.
Yes, that's right. And because God is judging that person. God says, your time is up. You're no good.
好,所以这边呢,在讲的是说呢,任何的这个罪的心态... 在逐渐在思想里面一直成长的时候呢,最终神是会来审判我们的,然后这个时候这个人是会造成他身体的死亡的。
Let's go back to see in verse 14. Now here's the process. First you're tempted by the lust.
回去看一下1章14节里面说,每个人是被他自己的私欲诱惑。Now
that's the first step.
这是第一步。
Okay, and then you're drawn away, so you're allowing yourself to be seduced by them. You're thinking about these things.
然后呢,你又被你自己呢,牵引着走的话,
or you put yourself in an environment.
就是被那个所谓的私欲,或者是被这个环境所牵引着走。
Okay, in some cases, literally, physically, like, you know, the guy that wants to get drunk with his friends, then he says, okay, I'll go with you. Now he's been seduced. He still hasn't got drunk with his friends, but he's been seduced.
然后呢，接下来呢，这个比如说这个想喝酒的朋友去拉他去喝酒，结果他就跟着他们走了，然后就基本上是开始走上被诱惑的状态了。
Okay, and then when the lust has conceived, now this is when in his soul,He said, yes, I will do the sin. That's the conception.
好，这个时候呢，当他的脑袋开始想说，好，我要喝了，孩子还没做哦，只是想说我要喝了，他就已经下了一个罪的一个决定。
That's the moment where sin is born.
这就是罪被生出来的时候了。
It brings forth sin, see? So that's what we're saying, the sin has now been born.
所以这个罪就生出来了。
That occurred in your soul.
在你的魂里面被生出来了。
Okay, and the next part, and sin when it is fully formed. See, this is over a long period of time. And for some people, it starts off in childhood. You know, it's the sin of gossiping taught by their parents, or how to feel sorry for yourself, or guilt, or whatever. All of these sins begin at a very young age, and they develop all through your life.
然后呢，这样子的罪呢，其实有很多时候，甚至在孩童时候就有这样子的这个罪的心态了哈。然后随着这个年龄越来越多。
And ultimately, that can lead to the sin unto death. God punishes those people and takes them home.
然后这样子的罪的成长，在这个人的脑中的成长，最终是会被神所这个审判而让他死。
Now this
然后就让他等于离世了。
Just before we finish off, there's just one other thing I want to show you here, if I can bring this up.
这边还有一件事，那个 Tim 想要讲。
I saw this on a sign in, what's the clothes market you have here in Taipei? We went one time.
You mean it's a brand?
No, it was the name of a shop.
Oh, this is 一家店.
Yeah, it was in...
大家看得到那个这个 V Plus.
Yeah, V Plus. I saw it. It was in this clothes market, that big clothes market somewhere in Taipei. I can't remember the name. It was a couple of months ago.
这是一个卖衣服的店.
There's a huge clothes market.On the other side of town somewhere.
他们就看到了一个在台北看到一家卖衣服的店。
I just thought it was really interesting because, you know, we talk about having positive volition. This is the symbol, plus V.
But the plus should be on the...
It should be on the side, but they're pretty close.
他看到这个牌子觉得很有趣，因为这就是我们所说的正面的自由意志。
Yeah, the shop was closed at the time. I have no idea why they had this sign. Maybe they've been people that study with the colonel, perhaps. I don't know.
他很好奇这家店为什么叫这个牌子，是这个名字是不是代表那个店主人是，因为当时他们看到这家店的时候是休息的，没有开门的，所以他们不知道里面卖什么东西，但是他讲说是不是这个人曾经跟上校牧师学过。
Yeah, but the symbol is the key to victory in the spiritual life.
但这个标志代表的就是在我们的自由意志上面做了成功的决定，是正确的决定。
See, positive volition, the plus V means that every time you have a temptation, for example, or there's a test, you say no to the temptation and you say yes to God.
所以正面的这个自由意志呢，基本上讲的就是说，在任何时候我们碰到了任何的这个诱惑，我们都对他说 no。那就代表我们选择了顺服于神的这个正面的意志。
Yeah, so somehow you need to take the symbol and sort of insert it into your soul, and then every time you do get that test or temptation, you say, "No, I'm just going to be obedient to God."
那个 Tim 希望我们把这个符号紧紧的记住在我们的魂里，因为当我们任何时候碰到了这个诱惑或者是测试，我们都可以用出正确的一个自由意志的决定。然后我们这样的话，我们就可以拒绝所有的诱惑，都做一个顺服于神的基督徒。
Anyway, that's all we have time for today.
好，今天我们就讲到这边，让我们现在低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study your word today.
感谢天父，让我们今天有时间、有机会学习你的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit is the mentor, He's our teacher, and the one that puts all this information into our soul.
要感谢圣灵是我们的家教，我们的老师，然后把这些讯息都放进我们的魂里。
And that He helps us to understand these things.
也让我们能够真正的、彻底的明白您所教导的。
And that He brings these things to our remembrance when we need the information.
而且呢，随时圣灵都会协助我们，在我们需要的时候把我们所学都会带到我们的脑中。
That's how we give thanks that you encourage us to keep moving forward in the spiritual life.
更感谢你呢，让我们有这样子的勇气，一直都向着你前进。
In order that we can attain the maturity, the spiritual maturity that you have destined for us.
而且感谢，因此我们能够在属灵上面成熟，能够做成你所为我们设计的样子。
So we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. Okay.